Welcome to our bonus coverage of the Philadelphia Eagles-Arizona Cardinals game, the game played on Sunday night at Lincoln Financial Field. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro along with Joe DiCamera. And we're talking about the Eagles and the Cardinals, the history of this rivalry. It's one that dates back long before you can imagine. It was when the Cardinals were in Chicago. They started there in 1920. This is the 109th meeting of the Eagles-Cardinals, who've gone from Chicago to St. Louis and then to Arizona, where they were first called the Phoenix Cardinals and now the Arizona Cardinals. They were in the NFC East until the early 2000s, and now they reside in the NFC West. The Eagles and Cardinals playing, Joe, for the fifth straight year. And there have been some really memorable games in the series.
Yeah, there have been. It's kind of a strange series because in many ways, Dave, the Eagles in the last 20 to 30 years have generally dominated. I mean, the Eagles have just been a better team over the last 20 to 30 years. Now, we know what stands out in the minds of many, and it's not a good memory. It's from the NFC Championship game, 2008 season. That game out in the desert, January 2009. Eagles get two straight road playoff wins. We're all thinking it's going to be three in a row. Birds are going back to the Super Bowl. And then Larry Fitzgerald and Kurt Warner did what they did, and that was a very, very, very tough loss. And that was really kind of the end of that run. Even though the Eagles had a few more playoff appearances with Andy Reid, you know, that was Brian Dawkins' last game. That was the last great shot the Eagles had. That was a really tough one. But, you know, over the last 20 or 30 years, many of them have been wins. There have been some memorable games. I think back to 1991, the goal line stand. Remember, seven straight plays, you know, from inside the two-yard line with Reggie and Seth and Jerome and Clyde and what they did bottling up Arizona. And you remember Joe Bugel ran the ball seven straight times. I mean, that was an amazing moment at Veterans Stadium. And then, of course, Dave, in the last couple of years, a couple games, close battles these last 2 years between the Eagles and Cardinals.
The Eagles winning at Lincoln Financial Field in 2013. Brandon Boykin clinching that game with an interception in the later part of the fourth quarter. And then last year, the Eagles going out to Arizona, rolling up more than 500 yards of offense and falling late on the big touchdown pass to John Brown. 2008, of course, earlier than Joe talked about, the Eagles winning on Thanksgiving night. Brian Westbrook ending the Eagles' losing streak, coming off a loss to Baltimore. He goes crazy at Lincoln Financial Field, and the Eagles go on a run into the playoffs, winning the NFC East. But it's always been a weird Eagles card. Eagles losing five straight times from 1997 through 99, including Andy Reid's first game as head coach at Veterans Stadium, a 24-6 halftime lead. The Eagles losing at the end, and what receiver dropped that pass late in the game?
It's funny Dave asked me that, because I was about to ask him to say Brian Finneran's name.
Brian Finneran, Villanova product, who went on to have a very nice career with the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah. But it was always tough to go to Arizona and beat the Cardinals, whether they were in the NFC East until 2002 or whether they jumped ship and went to the NFC West.
It was always frustrating. I mean, look, it's frustrating to lose any game, obviously, but getting beat by Arizona in some of those years, it didn't happen too often, but when it did, it always ticked us off because they just weren't a very good franchise.
Well, they still have the career history lead.
That's old stuff.
This is the 109th meeting of the teams. And remember, it's not just the Eagles and the Cardinals from Arizona. It's the Eagles against the Chicago Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Phoenix Cardinals, and now the Arizona Cardinals fifth straight season.
We would be very remiss to not mention, and I was not born, and Dave was not born, but we know there's a few of you watching at home right now. 1948, the Eagles win the whole thing, the NFL championship, beating the Arizona Cardinals in Philadelphia, 7-0 on a snowy day in which Steve Van Buren got through for the only touchdown.
Well, it is going to be cold on Sunday night. It won't be for the NFL championship, but it sure would be a huge win if the Eagles beat Arizona in this game in prime time on Sunday night. The Eagles and Cardinals going at it again. A rivalry renewed.